We're in that season. Can you believe it? Christmas movies going to be played now.
Yep.
So we're putting together a list of the holiday movie you should avoid at all costs.
Yes. We're doing this as a public
service.
We have
anything good on the list? So don't watch Miracle on 34th Street.
Right.
The original one. The very first one.
Right. Yeah, the first Christmas Carol.
Right.
Christmas Carol. Boring.
Emily.
Alistair Sim.
Oh, I'm with the Hallmark movies. I think they're all pretty
all
terrible.
All of them.
They're awful.
All of them.
Yeah. Can't stand it.
Phil?
Any Home Alone that doesn't feature Kevin McAllister, the original guy.
Oh, the third one.
Yeah. No, there's more after that.
Oh, there's more? Oh.
Yeah, don't watch any of those.
Wow.
Yeah. Just stop at Home Alone 2 in New York.
Can't you just stop at 1?
You could.
Two is
still very watchable.
Yeah.
The first one is perfect. You don't need to change anything about that movie. The second one is fine.
Yeah,
there's still fun scenes.
Isn't the second
one? Because it's New York City. It's cool.
Yeah.
In the second one, doesn't Marv get hit with a brick?
Multiple bricks.
Yeah. Right.
Off the roof of a New York City apartment building.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the pigeon lady. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff in the New York one.
Tim Curry is the adversary. Of the
Absolutely.
Hotel. Yep.
And what's his name? From SNL. We had him in Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
The other guy. They worked together.
Yep. Well, the third one, though, with that new kid, the thieves themselves were actually pretty funny, but the kid sucked.
I would not know.
Yeah.
I didn't last 20 minutes.
I laughed out loud.
You didn't like the remake that came out recently?
I laughed out loud at some of the things that kid did to them. It was great.
Karen and Meriden.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. They're in the army. It's a musical, singing and dancing, and I hate to say this, but one of my clients watches it from December 1st to December 24th.
Oh.
Every single day.
Oh, wow, that is brutal.
Day.
I think I know it by heart now, and I still cringe.
Yeah, I can't do stuff like that. I can't watch stuff like that, no.
I don't think I ever watched a Bing Crosby movie and thought, this is something.
I'm going to ever watch one ever.
This is a classic. Let me watch this again tomorrow.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
No, wait,
I can't. Oh, and there's kids in here? It's everything you hate.
I can't.
There's
a
kid on point right now doing ballet.
Yeah,
it's the wartime. Where's the bombing range?
In front of a very tinseled out Christmas tree.
It would be the shortest movie ever yet.
Whatever happened to tinsel? Do people still use it?
I think it's extremely flammable.
Yeah,
my mother still does.
Oh,
and I'm like, Mom, every year, please don't.
I love tinsel.
I know the cat would eat every now and then and have like tinsel at the ass. Yep.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I can't.
But you have to,
I can't.
From like December 1st or 2nd, just on repeat. Yeah.
Can't something just happen to the TV?
I would accidentally break the VHS or the DVD, whatever they're watching.
Oh, no, my coffee right in there, right where the tape goes.
Apparently, somebody put a peanut butter sandwich in here.
Crazy.
Timo stole the microwave. I'm sorry.
Oh, Karen, I feel bad.
This whole technology, I get confused.
Yep.
You know what movie I've never seen?
What's that?
Scrooge.
Oh, Scrooge is awesome.
Is it good?
That is awesome. You'll love it.
One.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, don't set the bar too high. It's not one of his best movies.
But it's still good.
It's good.
It's great.
It beats the hell out of the stuff we mentioned already.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah.
Anything with like a little edge or a little like it's real comedy is so needed.
It's got some attitude.
Ruth, do you have a movie? See, she loves bad movies.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people's choices I'd probably love because I love bad movies, but there is one that I've tried to watch.
That even you can't watch. Wow.
I've tried to watch it so many times and I just cannot get through it. And this might be a controversial one because I know a lot of people like it. Love Actually.
Ugh. I hate it.
I hate the name.
Ugh.
Because you could tell it's like a Hugh Grant movie.
It is
right?
Exactly.
It is. Okay. How's it Hugh Grant movie?
He's the crazy. First listed star in the movie, and it's an ensemble cast. So
and you
like,
want to talk about flubbles. That guy flubbles for a living.
That movie does suck. I'm with you, Ruth.
Thank you.
Is that a holiday movie?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a romantic
You'll see it now.
Movie.
It'll be right now, like if you still have cable, like it's on now. They're running it already.
Is Julia Roberts in it?
Close.
She's a knockoff? Okay, because I had to watch a movie with him in it and Julia Roberts.
That would be Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Notting Hill is in You're Falling Asleep.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah,
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, well,
What's the one with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet?
Oh, the holiday.
Oh, that's the holiday. Yeah, that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they trade houses, and of course, oh, look, the brother, I'm in love with you. All right.
Wait, please describe this movie to us again.
I forget exactly. I think they trade places for the holidays.
They trade houses.
Like she goes to England or someplace like that, and the other person goes to
L.A.
L.A., yeah, something like that. And then now L.A. girl's having a wonderful time, and, you know, like I think the brother or something like that comes to visit the sister, and of course, naturally, they fall in love.
Jude Law. Oh, love Jude Law.
Jude Law, I said, yeah.
What sucked most about Love Actually is it did well, so then every holiday got its own Love Actually, so there's like a Valentine's Day movie made like that. There's a New Year's Day movie made like that.
Thanksgiving Actually.
Where there's like,
4th July Actually.
57 stars who've all been nominated for a Golden Globe at some point in
Boxing
this movie.
Boxing Day Actually.
There's like some kind of code in that, there's coding in that Love Actually where you know as soon as you hear it, first, as soon as you hear the word love, you know, it's like, whoop, not for me.
Not my movie.
Yeah, set this to
suck. It's like, actually, we got to put the word actually after this. We're going to be cute here.
Yeah, we're not kidding.
Given your statements on Hugh Grant, I'm going to tell you this. He's actually one of the most likable parts of the movie.
Is that bad?
Is that bad, huh? Yikes.
Thanks for warning us,
And
Ruth.
It's long. It's not a 90-minute movie. It goes on. Like, they have to explore all of these characters and all of these stories and relationships.
Yeah, anywhere where I see a movie that has a bunch of people in it and it's a love story, I am out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Out.
How their lives interweave. And
That movie made $250 million at the box office.
Suckers. Will in Waterbury.
Hey, Mystic Christmas. One of the worst ones.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Good heavens.
It lured me in to watch it filmed in Mystic. Yeah, you see all the little shops and everything, but couldn't get through a half hour of it. Sappy.
Who's in it?
Third-rate actors. I don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Isn't it new?
It's brand new.
This year.
Oh. Here's an endorsement.
It sounds like a Hallmark movie. Is it a Hallmark?
It sounds Hallmark-ish.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Huh. Talking about the Christmas movies to avoid at all costs.
Yes.
Tom in Bristol.
Anything that my damn wife wants to watch, Christmas-wise.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, there is something about that I agree with.
Women are drawn to Christmas
movies. They've cracked
the
code on these movies. They know how to attract those people. They do.
Michael, it's like Hallmark. I mean, I could tell you the whole plot and make a movie myself. Young girl has a fiancé she doesn't really like. She decides to go home. Well, she goes home and meets an old boyfriend. And then, and then they're going to do this big project, and the world's going to come to an end, and they don't know what they're going to do. And in the end, they kiss.
Man, you totally nailed it.
I can't stand
And usually that guy that she meets is selling trees.
Yeah. He's a lumberman.
He's selling trees or
just a regular dude.
Or he's just like
And the fiancé you don't like is very wealthy.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Like he owns Central Park.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But from a big family, they have a lot of wealth and they're all jerks. The whole family's a jerk.
Right.
They're all jerks. But her parents are happy that this wedding's happening because.
And Dad's just your former cop.
Yep. Some kind of
a regular guy.
Regular guy. Former cop.
Yep.
Let's
blue collar guy.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Santa Claus.
Either or. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the Ed Asner one. Yep.
Boy, you got that one.
You totally nailed the plot, man. Big time. It's only he's had appendicitis.
There is that plot line. It's the same.
That was a formula.
Same formula.
He nailed it. Mm-hmm. You know, that the person that she meets is either the guy selling the trees.
And we all know this is a bad dude.
Or he returns home.
Oh, damn it.
Or returns home after being at the war.
Andrew Gernhardt's on the phone.
Ah, that's who it was. Okay.
Yeah, movie maker.
Right.
He just made Mystic Christmas.
Oh.
We're doing a phone subject called Holiday Movies You Should Avoid at All Costs. And a guy just called up and said, Mystic Christmas. And we're like, wait a minute. Why does that sound familiar?
Right.
Well, there's always some people that don't like Christmas movies, and that would be one.
Typically, guys don't buy into the formula of it's like a romance movie. Mm-hmm. These holiday movies are mostly romance movies.
Right.
Yeah, they're all romance. They're about reconnecting with family and all that type of stuff.
It's always like, I was really good in flannel. Yep.
And like finding your like, I mean, that's why people like these Christmas movies, because they are like feel-good movies, and you kind of know how it's going to end.
Right.
There's no real surprise ending.
Right.
How does Mystic Christmas go?
Well, it's about it's basically about a woman who comes to the Mystic Aquarium. She's traveling. She's all every Christmas she's somewhere else. Decides to come back to Mystic and help out a friend rehabilitate a seal.
Oh.
And of course, like kind of in a, it, yeah, it's a nautical sea life movie, which is different for Christmas. And she meets up with an ex-boyfriend who happens to be her friend's brother.
Right.
There's miscommunication in the past, and they, of course, you know, the pizza shop in Mystic.
Right. Got up the pizza shop.
Oh, yeah.
And they form a seal of their own.
Yeah, yeah. And they kind of reconnect. He's Mr. Homebody, never leaves, and she's Miss I Go Everywhere. And they realize that they have to kind of switch places, and they fall in love. So it's kind of a formula.
Yeah. This right. is,
he's got feast of seals of fish.
Guys want to see explosions and right. car chases.
We do. That's why Die Hard is the ultimate Christmas movie.
Mm. Yeah, well, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. That has explosions. And there is plenty of, there's a lot of horror Christmas movies that come out
yes.
every year, that's for sure. I know that's a big genre within itself.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
You would think that you would make one of these.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you did horror movies.
It seems like a natural blend.
Like yeah. Sleigh Bell.
I have never been asked, but you know, I think it'd be great to do.
Yes.
so you never know. I mean, they're always looking for stuff every year.
Right.
I wanted the conference call you in with this guy who called up and
right, but he escaped.
Like, but he's the you know you could hear in his voice he's a guy's guy.
Yeah. Right.
He's the type of guy you would like if you were looking around a crowd of people. You would not say that guy's gonna love. Mr. Yeah, Christmas.
Exactly right.
That's yeah. a demographic.
I can see.
Yeah, it's a demographic.
He's going to watch it over and over again.
Yeah. Well, at least he watched it.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That is true.
His girlfriend probably made him.
You nailed it once. You nailed it once.
Sounds like everyone's watching a movie, even yeah. people who don't like yeah. those movies.
Exactly right. Yeah. Still watching it.
Mystic Christmas, available now. Speaking Tim and Waterbury.
A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. Wow, that's a beloved one right there.
Yeah, I like that one.
A lot of folks
yeah,
like that one.
Why don't we like it? I just don't like it. The main reason why I don't like it is because when I was in school around Christmas time, okay, kids, we're not having any class today. We're going to watch this movie. Oh. And it was always Christmas Story.
Oh.
It was like it got to the point where it was like almost once a week or twice a week.
Yeah, but when the lights are down, you can keep your eyes closed and take a nap.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I did.
There you go. See, I think you'd love it then.
So, I can't stand that movie.
I don't think you could play that in school now.
Yeah.
There's some edgy parts to it, you know?
Right.
So, all right, thank you. Come on, man, the leg lamp.
Right.
For Geely.
For Geely,
yeah.
right. Santa kicking the kid in the face, pushing him down the...
He's fragile, dear.
Ho, ho, ho.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, right. That fight he has with the bully, that's a crazy fight.
That would have to be edited out the way in school now.
Plus, you know, some kid out there is going to lick a pole when it's cold.
A lot of fun parts. And then just all the throwbacks to the old appliances and cars and stuff.
Yep.
You know what a bad one would be?
What's that?
I've never seen it. I heard that they made one. It started with a song that was a really bad Christmas song.
Uh-oh.
And they made a movie out of it.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Christmas Shoes.
I knew it. Yeah, I'm good. Ugh. I'm good.
That was Ladybug Ruth vomiting.
No, I hate that song. And I've seen like 5 minutes of that movie. I hate it.
So that's not a happy ender.
No.
I don't think anything's happy in there.
Yeah, there's nothing happy.
No, the mom's dying of cancer. The kid goes out to get her shoes so she doesn't show up barefoot to heaven.
I'm pretty sure you can.
To meet Jesus.
It's clouds. Oh, I'm sure they got in mind. Unless he has a really bad pedicure.
Oh, no. Please don't. No.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's bad.
Wait,
but they made a movie on this song, so it must be the same thing. Has anyone listening seen the movie?
The entire movie.
Christmas Shoes.
Right, not just...
Is it Rob Lowe in that?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
He should fire whoever brought this project to him.
Turn off Light 100.5.
By the way, the movie is based on the song. The song came out before the movie was made.
Yeah.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone heard the song and said, "Hey, you know what? This be a good Hallmark movie."
Yeah. Right.
But it can't end happy.
No,
right?
It can't.
All right, hold on.
Well, unless it's Mama's with Jesus now, you know.
There's a long way to go for Christmas.
What are you doing?
No, I stopped the music.
Oh, good. God. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
I appreciate just that.
No,
how does it end?
I'm curious myself.
Is it ends with the mother's dead and?
Maybe she dies, and then, like, at the end, they see, like, a Christmas star. Mama's with Jesus now.
Maybe they had an
Jesus!
Dog.
Right, I don't know. Mama, Jesus!
Well, first of all, you're going out to the store on Christmas Eve.
Right.
You're going to be in line forever.
Right. Not to mention the Christmas Eve.
What if you get back with the shoes? It's like, oh, sorry.
Ooh. Well, you say the receipt.
Your mom's going.
You say the receipt.
She was asking for you.
Right.
I said, you went to the store.
You ever go to the store?
The only shoes they had were like Crocs.
You ever go to the
store? Something like really embarrassing.
They don't even match. Yeah. I mean, have you seen a store on Christmas Eve? It was like a bomb hit it.
Oh, it's awful.
And I found the right one. Where's the left one?
Yeah, nobody even bothers to put anything back.
No, they don't. It's a mess. It's a complete mess.
Oh, wow. You know, Rob Lowe is in it.
Well, who else got suckered into it?
A bunch of losers. Christmas shoes.
Brought to you by a cast of losers.
Christmas shoes film.
Oh.
Yeah, they go over the plot.
Right. Horrible movie by people.
Ellen.
See, Edie Brickell.
Yeah, there's not a lot of information here. I want information.
Yeah.
Should write enough so I don't have to watch the movie.
That's how they lure you in. They're like, just give him enough. Give him a taste.
The story opens with Rob Lowe visiting the cemetery before Christmas. He sees a younger man wearing a Boston Red Sox cap visiting a grave. We flash back. Robert sees a pair of red shoes has fallen out of a delivery truck. Robert returns the shoes. Whatever.
Okay.
I can't even read the Wikipedia.
Wow. Wow.
But it's got to end where the...
Yeah, it's rated.
Oh God!
It's rated. It's rated POS. And he's like elves singing.
Can someone explain this movie to us so I don't have to read about it?
I just avoid it entirely. Doesn't exist. Hang on, it's gone.
Robert leaves the store without the gifts. Robert's car won't start and asks Tom for a ride. Tom asks Robert if he's going to the Christmas concert. Nathan gives Maggie the shoes. Robert and Tom arrive at the new location for the Christmas concert and meet Kate and Lily. They are caroling for Maggie, Robert, and Kate. Robert and Kate reconcile. The family sees the light go up on Maggie's room. Robert sees the package his mom, Ellen, had sent and reads the note inside. We flash forward to present time at the cemetery. Robert tells the younger man that he likes his Boston Red Sox cap, and the younger man leaves. Robert sees the red shoes on the grave. He realizes it's Nathan and calls after him, but Nathan has driven off. Robert smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a downer.
Yep.
It's a downer.
Nope.
Definitely.
And then leave it open for a part two. People are sick.
Really? That was true.
How long do we have to follow this suffering?
Right.
Christmas sucks.
Would you like to guess the rating that it has on Rotten Tomatoes?
30%.
100%.
26.
AJ is closest. It's 84% audience score. I think it's all trolls. I think it's people being like, if people don't know about this movie.
Oh, I'm at 84%.
Yeah. They deserve it.
Exactly.
I'm at 100% crap.
It is a 0% by any kind of actual reviewer, like a critic that does this for a living. 84 audience score. There's over 2,500 ratings.
I heard three critics actually quit. I ain't doing this crap no more. Done with this.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Chris Patillo. How are you?
Hey, you're on.
Have you seen Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Taya Leone?
I've heard of it. It's basically a ripoff of Wonderful Life.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's visited by the ghost. Yeah.
But at least George Bailey's a nice guy. He's such a douche, you can't root for him at the end.
Oh, really?
Such a douche.
I like Nick Cage.
Yeah. I mean, he plays douche in this one, though.
He's horrible.
Right.
He's horrible in general. I mean, I never saw a Face Off.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never watch
character.
That.
He's so nasty to everybody else.
The character, yes. Horrible.
Okay, so you can't, at the end, be happy for him.
Exactly.
Right. Gotcha.
Christmas with the Cranks is also terrible, and Christmas in Connecticut is also terrible. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Boom, 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 right. Boom.
That was your drive-by review.
Have a nice day.
Your drive-by review.
Benny and Milford, you saw Christmas Shoes?
Christmas Shoes is horrible.
We're sorry, man. We're sorry. You should probably get support group.
Yeah.
How did you get suckered into it?
Yeah, what happened?
Story.
You wasted
the movie, the story, the movie, and the song. They're all in that one bunch of salad of horribleness.
Right. It's a salad of horribleness.
Wow. Really rotten tomatoes. It'd
be a good slogan for this show.
Right.
Salad of horribleness.
Yeah. Nice, right. Bad croutons, everything.
Why would you
watch the toys?
Why did you watch the movie?
Why did I watch the movie? I think I was hungover and hating life.
Wow.
That'll do it.
She made your life worse. Put on the worst.
It's like, I can't watch.
This will kill me entirely.
I don't know. I'll put on a Christmas movie. It'll make me feel better.
Let me torture myself.
So if you go all the way down to the bottom, it's the only way up. One way is up.
Right. You watch that movie with a hangover, hating life.
Right.
You're going to be like, well, it could have been worse. I could have been this kid.
Everything is great.
I could have been in this movie.
Right. I could have made this movie.
Or I could have slept.
All right. Thank you, Benny.
I have a clip of Nick Cage from that Family Man movie.
Oh, great.
All right. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was such a saint before, and I'm such a prick now. But maybe I'm just not the same guy that I was when we got married.
Wow.
Now, boy, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I can
his
see
acting
that.
Makes me laugh so much. His transitions.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a wacko.
Yeah.
He was really good in that one with the pig, the truffle farmer chef.
I didn't see that one.
That's
good. I think it's just called Pig.
He's great in it. Jimmy Jams.
Hey, wasn't there an Ernest Does Christmas or Saves Christmas?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Still better than Christmas Shoes. Is that a good movie?
Still better than Christmas Shoes.
Yeah, Ernest has to be better.
Yes, it is.
Right, Christmas Shoes has to be among the worst Christmas movies ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one was...
Yeah,
Ernest one was pretty bad.
I think Ernest Saves Christmas basically kind of rips off the... That Santa anime thing where the reindeer or
did you see the
impounded
movie?
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah,
wow.
The reindeer were impounded, something like that. And it had it wasn't completely terrible.
This is how bad that movie is, AJ. The entire thing is available for free on YouTube. The whole movie,
not a lot of movies on
start to finish. You can watch the whole thing. Nobody's even trying to
make
money off of it.
It's still better than Christmas Shoes.
You know, that had to be a dark time in movie making because Ernest was a hot actor.
Yeah. Like, Jim Varney was the camp. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.